And talking about unusual things that somebody can perform, you might ask, can you really blank that?
Do that?
Yesterday I
did it.
I have already
done.
Okay. If the highway department's working on the road, somebody might say, well, you can't get through there. They've got their jackhammers out there and the road's just all
torn up.
Okay.
Tore up.
Sure. Okay. What about if somebody gave you a bracelet for a gift and you're just sitting there looking at it? You might say, well, don't just look at it. Go ahead and
put it on.
Okay. And if somebody asks you what's new, you might say, oh,
nothing new.
Surely there must be
something.
Okay. Talk about unusual things that you've never heard of. You might say, why? I never heard of blank
that,
things.
Such things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if somebody got thrown once from a horse, you'd say he's been scared of horses
ever since.
Okay. What about somebody, if a child knocked a baseball through somebody's window, you might say, well, that wasn't an accident. He did that
on purpose.
And a couple more verbs. If you want to know something, you're curious about something, you say, I'll have to blank him a question.
Ask him a question.
Yesterday I
asked.
I had already
asked.
Okay. And if boys get irritated at each other, they might begin to
fight.
Yeah, they blank like cats and dogs.
Fight like cats and dogs.
Or they did it
scratched.
Okay. They did it an hour ago, you'd say they blanked for an hour.
They fought for an hour.
Okay. They have all day.
Fought.
Okay. And with a big knife, you might yourself accidentally
stab yourself. Stab yourself.
Okay. It says that stab is getting older or...
Yeah. That's sort of out of date now.
Okay. Do you have any names for knives that have real long blades?
Switchblade. Butcher knife.
And if the teacher goes into the room and there are some funny pictures on the blackboard, she might turn around the class and say, okay, who's
the wise guy?
Or
who did that? Who drew this on the board?
Okay. All right, talking about getting a heavy weight up on the roof of the house, you might rig up a block and tackle and do what to get it up?
Pull it up.
Is there another word you might use?
Drawing it up?
All right, I think this word you use when you're sailing, you know, when you put up...
Rig it up.
Okay, or one begins with an H. You get both. Give me that word again, you...
Hoist it up.
Yeah.
Or hoist it up.
Hoist it up, okay. All righty. How would you greet somebody about 10 o'clock during the day? What would you say to them?
Good morning.
What would be the latest you'd say that?
12 o'clock.
Okay. And after that would
afternoon.
Be?
Afternoon. Good evening.
Okay. When does afternoon stop and evening begin to you?
6 o'clock afternoon and evening starts.
Okay. What would you say to somebody if you're leaving them during the daytime?
Good day.
Okay. What about if you're leaving them at night?
Hope you have a good night.
Okay. All right. If you got up and started working just as the sun comes into sight, you say you got out into the field.
Sun up.
Mm-hmm. And you might stay out until
sundown.
You got out in the field and you could see the sun
rising.
Okay. The sun what at 5 o'clock?
Set. Rose.
By the time you got out in the field, the sun had already
risen.
When's the sun going to
set? Go down.
Or when's it going to
go up?
Or another word?
Rise.
Okay. Let's see. If Saturday is today, then Friday was
yesterday.
And Sunday's
tomorrow.
Okay. What about if somebody came to see you